Hi, Connie. Hi, Pete.
Good morning. Hey, how are you?
Good morning.
Good morning and welcome. I invite you to mute yourselves as we sing our opening hymn. It's number 365 in the hymnal, or it's on one of your inserts. Come Thou Almighty King. I invite you to unmute yourself as we join together in prayer. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed.
Alleluia.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. And we'll say together the Christ our Passover. Alleluia. Christ our Passover has been sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast. Not with the old leaven, the leaven of malice and evil, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Alleluia. Christ being raised from the dead will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. The death that he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives, he lives to God. So also consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Alleluia. Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since by a man came death, by a man has come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so in Christ shall all be made alive. Alleluia.
Psalm 31. In you, O Lord, have I taken refuge. Let me never be put to shame.
Deliver me in your righteousness.
Incline your ear to me.
Make haste to deliver me.
Be my strong rock, a castle to keep me safe. For you are my crag and my stronghold.
For the sake of your name, lead me and guide me.
Take me out of the net that they have secretly set for me.
For you are my tower of strength.
Into your hands I commend my spirit.
For you have redeemed me, O Lord, O God of truth.
My times are in your hand.
Rescue me from the hand of my enemies and from those who persecute me.
Make your face to shine upon your servant.
And in your loving kindness, save me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lesson one is from the Apostle. Filled with the Holy Spirit, Stephen gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right of God. Look, he said, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. But they covered their ears and with a loud shout, all rushed together against him. Then they dragged him out of the city and began to stone him. And the witnesses laid their coats at the feet of the young man named Saul.
This is Kitty.
While they were stoning Stephen, he prayed, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Then he knelt down and cried out in a loud voice, Lord, do not hold this sin against them. When he had said this, he died. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. We will say together Canticle 21. You are God, we praise you. You are the Lord, we acclaim you. You are the eternal Father. All creation worships you. To you, all angels, all the powers of heaven, cherubim and seraphim, sing in endless praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. The glorious company of the noble fellowship of prophets praise you, the white robed army of martyrs praise you. Throughout the world, the Holy Church acclaims you. Father of majesty unbounded, your true and only Son, worthy of all worship, and the Holy Spirit, advocate and guide. You, Christ, are the King of glory, the eternal Son of the Father. When you became man to set us free, you did not shun the virgin's womb. You overcame the sting of death and opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. You are seated at God's right hand in glory. We believe that you will come and be our judge. Come then, Lord, and help your people, bought with the price of your own blood, and bring us with your saints to glory everlasting.
The second reading is from the first letter of Peter. Like newborn infants, long for the pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow into salvation, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is good. Come to him, a living stone, though rejected by mortals, chosen and precious in God's sight. And like living stones, let yourselves be built into a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For it stands in Scripture, see, I am laying in Zion a stone, a cornerstone chosen, precious, and whoever believes in him will not be put to shame. To you then who believe, he is precious. But for those who do not believe, the stone that the builders rejected has become the very head of the corner, and a stone that makes them stumble and a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the word, as they were destined to do. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people, in order that you may proclaim the mighty acts of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. I invite you to mute as we sing together the sequence hymn, We Gather Together.
You want Patty and Nick are in separate places.
What is the number?
Number 433.
Gospel according to St. John, the 14th chapter.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus told his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and I will take you to myself. So where I am, there you are, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I am going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know the way where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, you will know my Father also. From now on, you do know him and see him and have seen him." Philip said to him, "Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you all this time, Philip? You still do not know where you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? You never believe that I am in the Father is in me. Words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own. The Father dwells in me, does his works. Believe me that I am the Father and the Father is in me. If you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact, greater works than these, because I'm going to the Father. I'll do whatever you ask in my name, so the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Alleluia, Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. I want you to think for a moment about your favorite childhood home. It may be the home that you grew up in. It may be one of the homes you grew up in. Maybe a neighbor's house. Maybe your grandparents' house. Maybe that place you stayed that one summer. But think about that favorite childhood home. And think of one of the memories that you shared there. Or think of the smell of that home. The people who were around that table, the joy, the comfort, the sense of anchor that you had in that home. I smile when I see restaurants that offer home cooking, or I'm in a grocery store and it says home baked bread, because they're not home. It's a really different, it may be really great food, but it's not home. And we all know that home has a whole different sense to it. The food may be great, the place may be filled with friends, but it's not the same thing as home. This past summer, as you know, I was traveling around the country, tent camping around the country, and then I went to Europe and was hiking around Europe. And it was on night 4 that they said, "We're sorry, the campground that you made a reservation is flooded out and we had to close." And, you know, everything within 50 miles is flooded. And then it was 2 weeks into it when I was at Crater Lake and they said, "The campground is under 8 feet of snow. We just can't even get the plows up there." And it's while I was in Europe at the end of a long day of hiking and they said, "We're sorry, the place where you made your reservation is closed for renovation." And I can't tell you the amount of panic that happened within me saying, "So where am I going to stay? What am I going to do? How am I going to figure this out? I just want a place to sleep, much less a place to eat and to feel at home." And we know that anxiety that comes when we have that sense of being unanchored, that sense that we can't find home, that sense that there's not, home is not a good or safe or comforting place to be. And that's where the disciples were in the Gospel of John. They've just had the Last Supper. And Jesus now goes into 2 chapters of farewell discourse, preparing them for the end, because they still don't know it's the end, but Jesus does. And Jesus starts this with, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me." And the minute somebody says, "Do not let your heart be troubled," or "Do not be afraid," or "Don't be so anxious," immediately my blood pressure goes through the roof and I get really anxious. Like, why are you telling me not to be anxious? And I think of Mary when the angel came to announce that she would give birth to the Messiah. And the first thing the angel said is, "Do not be afraid." And the same thing at the birth of Jesus, the shepherds were out in the field and this whole host of angels come and says, "Do not be afraid," and they're terrified. And so now Jesus says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled," and immediately they're saying, "Uh-oh, what's going on? What's happening here?" And then Jesus continues, "In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I prepared a place for you?" And I can imagine on top of the anxiety they're feeling, now there's confusion. Like, are we headed to Nazareth? Is that what you're talking about? And we know your parents' house. Like, there's no way we could all stay there. Or are you talking about the temple? Because earlier you said, like, this is my Father's house. Like, are we going to stay at the temple? Is that where we're going to, like, take power and all be together? And thanks for preparing a place. So really confused, trying to figure out what it means. And then again, he says, "And I will come again and take you to myself so that where I am, you may be also. And you know the place I'm going." And Thomas, the doubter, is the only one who has the courage to speak up and says, "We have no idea where you're going. What are you talking about?" And Jesus responds, "I am the way and the truth and the life. It's only through me, through the Father, that you can get there." But it's that saying, "I am the way, the truth, the life," that really captured my imagination. And I think about how many times I have proclaimed that gospel at funerals. Dozens and dozens and dozens of funerals. And the comfort we have from the idea that Jesus has gone ahead and prepared a place for us. We will find home with him. And that not only our loved one will find home with him, but that one day we will join them and there is a place for us as well with him. Jesus says, "I am," so many times in the Gospel of John, and it reminds us of the great I am, the name that Moses was given on the Mount. What is your name? I am. And Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, the life. Last week, Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. Other times we hear, I am the bread of life, that which sustains you, feeds you, keeps you healthy and whole. I am the vine. And as I was thinking about that, I am the vine, and thinking about grapevines and morning glories and pole beans, and the stalk, the vine is where we get our, where the plant gets its sustenance. But I was thinking about the tendrils, the little curly Q things that those vines, the grapes and the morning glories and the pole beans use, and that we're like that little tendril that comes out. And the tendril wraps around things to give it support, to give it strength, to give it a direction as it grows. And I don't know if you've ever planted one of those things that it finds its way through the garage window and you have like beans growing in your garage, or, you know, like it takes over the side of a shed. But the idea that we have choices where we wrap our little tendrils, and some of those are around Jesus, around the word, around that strength and that hope. And other times we end up through the garage window growing, you know, who knows where. But Jesus says, I am. And to have that knowledge that Jesus is the way, Jesus is the truth, Jesus is our strength and our salvation. And I think about the reading from Acts today. I really struggled with, why do we have this reading from Acts during the Easter season? And if you listen to it, it's Stephen. And Stephen was the first Christian martyr. And we hear that martyrdom today. He was also the first deacon of the church. So as the church grew in Rome, you had the leaders, the preachers, the teachers, the healers, but you also needed somebody to take care of the poor, the sick, the needy, the outcast, the prisoner, the orphan, the widow. And deacons were assigned to do that, to make sure that everybody had what they needed. The authorities didn't like that, and so they decided, because Stephen was doing this in the name of Christ, he was stoned to death. And Saul, Paul, stood there and held the cloaks. And what Stephen did is, while he was on his back, he looked up and he said, look, I see the Father and I see Jesus. And then as he was breathing his last, he says, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. He knew where his home was. He felt no fear. And he even added, and do not hold this sin against them. Father, they do not know what they do. He was at peace because he knew where his home was. And we hear Psalm 31 today, that I take refuge in the Lord. Lord, you are my strength, my stronghold, my rock, the castle to keep me safe. And I think of that image of a castle with the fortified walls, and it talks about that. In the tower, in the castle, you keep me safe. I have found my home in you. Last week, I invited you to take a moment and think about how you have sensed or heard Jesus in your life, the different ways that that little voice or that knowing comes to you. Today, I want you to think about how you feed on Christ in your life, how you grab on with those little tendrils to the vine. But more, I want you to think about that Christ lives in us and we live in Christ. And so this week, I invite you to think about, how do I want to make my home, or how do I make myself at home in Christ? Alleluia. Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed.
Indeed.
Alleluia. I invite you into a moment of silence.
Mm-hmm.
invite you to unmute as we say together the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God,
the Father Almighty,
creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended to heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray.
Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Suffrages can be found on the Book of Common Prayer, page 94. Show us your mercy, O Lord.
And grant us your salvation.
Clothe your ministers with righteousness.
Let your people sing with joy.
Give peace, O Lord, in all the world.
For only you, Lord,
keep this nation under your care.
And guide us in the way of justice and truth.
Let your way be known upon earth.
Your saving help among all nations.
Let the needy, O Lord, be forgotten.
Nor let the hope of the poor be taken away.
Create in us clean hearts, O God.
And sustain us with your Holy Spirit.
Collect of the day, Almighty God, whom truly to know is everlasting life, grant us so perfectly to know your Son, Jesus Christ, to be the way, the truth, and the life, that we may steadfastly follow his steps in the way that leads to eternal life, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
The Collect for Sundays can be found in the Book of Common Prayer, page 98. O God, you make us glad with the weekly remembrance of the glorious resurrection of your Son, our Lord. Give us this day such blessing through our worship of you, that the week to come may be spent in your favor, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Collect for mission. O God, you have made of one blood all the peoples of the earth, and sent your blessed Son to preach peace to those who are far off and to those who are near. Grant that people everywhere may seek after you and find you. Bring the nations into your fold. Pour out our spirit upon all flesh, and hasten the coming of your kingdom through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen. I invite you to mute as we sing together, Jesus Loves Me.
To him belong, they are weak.
Please unmute for the prayers of the people.
Prayers of the people can be found on Form 3, page 387 of the Book of Common Prayer. Father, we pray for your Holy Catholic Church.
That we all may be one.
Grant that every member of the church may truly and humbly serve you.
That your name may be glorified by all people.
We pray for all bishops, priests, and deacons, especially Lynn, our priest, and Gary, our priest.
That they may be faithful ministers of your word and sacraments.
We pray for all who govern and hold authority in the nations of the world.
That there may be justice and peace on the earth.
Give us grace to do your will in all that we undertake.
That our works may find favor in your sight.
Have compassion on those who suffer from any grief or trouble.
That they may be delivered from their distress.
Give to the departed eternal rest.
Let light perpetual shine upon them.
We praise for your saints who have entered into joy.
May we also come to share in your heavenly kingdom.
Let us pray for our own needs and those of others. We pray for Jen, Jim L., Brian, Fran, Dan, Ellen, Marietta and Jim, baby Eliza and family, Paige and Michael, Michael S., Tony, Stephen, Alicia, Jennifer and family, Doug, Tammy S., Jerry, Phil, Wendell, James, Mike S., John, Amy, Lindsay, Holly, Sean, Kurt, Jean F., Muriel, Charlie, Raymond, Renee, Heather, Eva, the food pantry, students and teachers, first responders, those suffering from addiction, those in the military, and those who mourn.
We pray for Scott and pray for Tanner.
Mary Lou.
Tom's mother. For business owners.
For Bob.
For Jessica.
For Gwen, for Clover, David.
O Lord our God, accept the fervent prayers of your people. In the multitude of your mercies, look with compassion upon us and all who turn to you for help. For you are gracious, O lover of souls, and to you we give glory, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
I invite you to say with me the general thanksgiving. Almighty God, Father of all mercies, we, your unworthy servants, give you humble thanks for all your goodness and loving kindness to us and to all whom you have made. We bless you for our creation, preservation, and all the blessings of this life. But above all, for your immeasurable love, and the redemption of the world by our Lord Jesus Christ, for the means of grace, and for the hope of glory. And we pray, give us such an awareness of your mercy that with truly thankful hearts, we may show forth your praise, not only with our lips, but in our lives, by giving up ourselves to your service and by walking before you in holiness and righteousness all our days, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
You and the Holy Spirit, the honor and glory for all ages. Amen.
I invite you to mute as we sing together hymn number 525, The Church's One Foundation. May Almighty God, who has redeemed us and made us his children through the resurrection of his Son, our Lord, bestow upon you the riches of his blessing, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you forever. Amen.
Amen.
Gary. Mm-hmm.